when Jesus' disciples ask him about the signs of the end of the world and the calamities that Jesus predicted would come upon Jerusalem and upon the whole earth, he gave them some signs of that. But his main message was, be ready for my return. Be ready. And he gave seven illustrations and parables about this in his Olivet Discourse. The first theme is, be ready, you don't know the time or the hour, so you must be ready. The second thing is, be ready in your relationship with God. And the third thing is, be ready in your relationship with other people, particularly your relationship with the people in the household of faith, your brothers and sisters in the Lord, how you treat them, what you've been doing for them and to them. Let's listen to the last of these parables, a very sobering parable that Jesus gives. It's found in Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 31st verse. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you a drink? When we saw you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you? Then shall he answer them, saying, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. How do we treat others within the community of faith? We are brothers and sisters together in the same family with Jesus Christ as our elder brother. Let's look out for one another. Let's be merciful and kind, hard to offend, and quick to forgive, looking out for the needs of others. And if someone in our midst is hungry, we give them something to eat. Thirsty, give them something to drink. When they are a stranger, welcome them into our fellowship. When they need clothing, give them clothing. When they're sick and in prison, to visit them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I listen to this parable of Jesus, this story. I'm very sobered by it, Lord. Help me, O Lord, to do those things that I need to do to minister to the household of faith. And let it not stop there, Lord, but let me be of service to those who are in the community, to be looking out for the welfare of my neighbors. And help me, O Lord, that I may be among the sheep and not among the goats. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.